Hello, and welcome to the Earshot 20, hosted by station managers Aaron Flynn from CHUO 89.1 at the University of Ottawa and Aaron Levy from CIVL 101.7 in Abbotsford, BC at UFV. This is recorded from traditional unceded Stolo and Algonquin territories, in addition to being broadcast across campus community radio stations from the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Let's start this week's show, our first as hosts, off with number 20 on the Earshot charts. You can find him at earshot-online.com. Our first artist is The Fugitives, right, Aaron?
That's right, Aaron. We're going to talk about The Promise of Strangers. It's their fifth album, and it's a concept album where every song is dedicated to a different person. So, for instance, there's a song called Orlando that is dedicated to the memory of the victims of the 2016 Pulse nightclub massacre. There's a song called Lights Out, and that's dedicated to Adam Cappe, the Indigenous inmate held in solitary confinement in Thunder Bay. And the song that we are going to hear is called No Words, and that was written for Leonard Cohen just days after he died.
No Words for Leonard Cohen from The Fugitives on the Earshot 20, number 20 on this week's charts.
I have no words. Think he took them all with him. I have no voice to shout from the ground. There used to be grace. There used to be meaning. I have no words. I think he took them all out. I have no courage to face the night coming. I have no light to shine through this crowd. I never knew a stranger that hurt my heart better. I have no courage to face the night now. Tower sent a messenger. They said the king
the king has called you home.
So we were just looking at the Fugees Wikipedia page, and Aaron, you wanted to comment on one of the notes in there?
Well, the Fugees, right? The Fugees, kind of the fugitives, Fugees.
Oh, is that what I said?
Yeah, right? But that's what it means. Isn't that what the Fugees with Lauryn Hill, Pras Michel, and Wyclef Jean, isn't that what they meant?
Did I say the Fugees?
You totally said the Fugees.
Oh my God, that's funny. Maybe I shouldn't be typing at the same time I'm supposed to be talking.
Well, you know what it probably is, though? It's probably because I was telling you about why I thought The Fugitives was a fun song to talk about off the top of the show for this first year shot 20, because it's on their Wikipedia page. It talks about how, well, C.R. Avery used to be a member of their band, or at least he played with them up until 2011. Do you know C.R. Avery, Aaron?
Oh, I know C.R. Avery, yeah.
You're familiar with his antics, his stage banter, his hip-hop beatbox poet persona?
Absolutely.
If you guys have done stuff with him at CHUO, we hosted a show at CIVL, or for CIVL, at the Reach Gallery and Museum here in Abbotsford, and he brought burlesque dancers. And the venue was actually so put off by the body display of what apparently is one of the really kind of seminal Vancouver East Side burlesque purveyors, just, you know, in the history of Vancouver burlesque. She was there. It's like a privilege for us to have her dance here in Abbotsford, a really artistic moment. And they didn't want it. They needed it to stop after two dances. He did a whole 1920s thing. It was a steampunk theme. That was the event they were having, but the burlesque too much with C.R. Avery.
We've had a very similar experience, but it was with House of Paint. Anyway, that's funny.
Not the Tons of Fun University that he was also a part of.
I don't know any of that.
Tofu, get it? Tons of Fun University?
No.
T-O-F-U, Tons of Fun University, Tofu.
Oh.
C.R. Avery, not a member of the Fugitives anymore, but they are number 20 on the earshot-online.com charts. No words for Leonard Cohen, the song you heard there. Next up, Aaron, it's Tune Yards. We're going to listen to Look at Your Hands.
That's right. Look at Your Hands is off Meryl Garbus's fourth album. Meryl is someone who dives deeply into any project she takes on. And so this album, she wanted to explore dance music more. And I think we'll be able to tell that when we listen to this song. But also importantly about this album is that the theme of it is sort of a confrontational theme. It's discussing a lot about the politics of white America right now. And so it's not only a great album, but a timely one.
Do people want to hear white people talking about the struggle of non-white people in North America? Is that valuable today? I worry sometimes that it isn't.
I agree 100% with what you're saying.
I'm asking, though. I'm not sure. You know, as a white person who supports, you know, social justice and that we, you know, abolish racism as much as we can, are my words as a white person, as a white artist, is it relevant? Is it important? Or does it have to be on point?
It's a pretty complex set of questions. I think that I think it is relevant. I think that people who have a means to distribute messages, like artists and popular artists for sure, should use their power for good and not evil. I think that every single human has a role to play in making the world a better place, and, like, you know, do more white people need to take up more space? No. Is there a role for every voice? I think there is.
So Tune Yards is telling us, look at our hands, and let's see what that sounds like on the Earshot 20, number 19, this week.
Look at your hands, your hands. Look at all the objects in your hands, your hands. Look at all the objects in your hands, your hands. Turning objects over in your hands, your hands. La la, look at
big rise from 35 to 18 this week is Songs of Praise from Shame on Dead Oceans Records. Aaron, tell me about Shame.
Shame is the debut album from this UK rock band. I guess they're post-punk, you would say. Songs of Praise is a play on one of the BBC's oldest radio programs. I don't know, it's straight up rock and roll.
Just like John Peel wanted it. Number 18 on the Earshot 20. It's Shame with Concrete.
Do you feel alone?
Well, sometimes I do.
Do you feel replaced?
Feel like there's nothing at all.
Fear in the unknown.
Stand into the abyss.
Craving escape.
Waiting for the call.
Are you